Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome back to the Well One Podcast. Eric Larson, President and CEO for HRMC. It's been a little bit since we've chatted with you, Eric.
It has, but always good to be with you.
Yeah, so we're kind of closing out November, which seems a little bit crazy. Time is flying. We have exciting things happening at HRMC. Just want to catch up with you a little bit today.
Absolutely.
So in end of November, November is a lot of months. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. It's Diabetes Month. You know, there's all of these causes and important initiatives that we are following. But one that is pretty near and dear to our hearts is National Apprenticeship Month.
Yes, for sure. We've embarked on an apprenticeship last year. I think I went to a meeting with Lieutenant Governor Roden where they kicked that apprenticeship program off in the state. And one of our leaders of that initiative here at HRMC has been Brooke Seidow. And she's done a wonderful job. In fact, so good that she was nominated to participate on the community of practice group with the state. And so that was an outcome of her great work in establishing that apprenticeship program here at HRMC as one of the first healthcare organizations to do that. So she put a lot of work in and was recognized for that and excited for her and proud of her and the work that she's been doing there.
Ask her about it and she says, I just jump in. And she certainly has just jumped in and done amazing things.
She is always willing to help in those areas. And I think her background in academia certainly marries well with a lot of the work that she's doing with our grants and looking for opportunities to do a lot of workforce development. So she's the right person for that kind of work, and she gravitates towards it and seems to be really excited about it. So we're excited for her and proud of her.
Absolutely. So recently, they held a Start Today Awards celebration in Pierre, and Brooke sat on that panel, but there were also some other awards. HRMC was awarded the Outstanding Sponsor Award at that event.
Yeah, and I'm proud and happy with that too. I'll tell you, I'm a product or a byproduct of an apprenticeship program when I was going through college, and that was a very meaningful experience to me and helped me sort of launch my career as well. And I look at this as an opportunity for HRMC to help further that in somebody else's career. So we've actually done an IT apprenticeship. Obviously, Brooke has helped us set that up, but we have that currently in play. And because healthcare, in my mind, is pretty unique in terms of IT and healthcare and the ecosystem that is involved in that and touches a lot of different things from the business side to the clinical side. And I think it's a unique opportunity for somebody to learn some IT skills around what happens in the healthcare space. So that's certainly something that I am passionate about with the apprenticeship programs, knowing that they can be successful and that they have meaning and can provide purpose to somebody that is looking to improve their station of life. So that partnered with the state and their programs and Brooke, I think, have really set the stage well for us to, host this program and hopefully expand on it.
Other than the IT, which is very unique, the healthcare IT apprenticeship. We have several other apprenticeships here for students for respiratory therapy and then surgical technology as well. So that's kind of, we had a real big day at this awards event recently. So we had, a year ago you were talking about this. We had started with a surgical tech apprenticeship with Riley Christopher. Riley just recently graduated at this event, and she was also awarded with an honor.
Yes, she was awarded the Apprentice of the Year. And what a wonderful recognition of not only her and her efforts to go through the program, but certainly the rest of the crew down there in supporting her and giving her the experience that she needs to be successful. So congratulations to Riley. Again, very proud of her.
And we've gained a wonderful team member here at HRMC because of it. She's great. So.
She is.
Speaking of gaining team members, we always seem to bug you about recruitment a little bit when we chat. So exciting new news. We've just recently welcomed a general surgeon.
Yeah, we had Dr. Terry Larson join us in November, and we're very happy that he is here. He is a general surgeon that has been primarily based out of the East Coast, but has some family connections here in South Dakota, so he joined us. So if you're looking for a general surgeon, seek out Dr. Larson. But also on the recruiting front, I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention Jessica Ormsmith, who is a family medicine physician joining us out of Wessington Springs. So we're excited to have her in our physician's clinic and seeing patients. That will begin in the middle of January, so more to come there.
That'll be wonderful to add to that family medicine team at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. I know we've chatted about it a few times. It's a ways out, but it's still very exciting to us. We're going to be adding two specialties that we have either not had or have not had for a while here in Huron, really, as full-time practice.
Yeah, for sure. The first one is podiatry. It's fairly new to us, as we've had podiatry services here, but not an employed podiatrist. So Jordan Fink will be joining us in July for those services. And then also in July, we'll have Dr. Sean Schooley joining us as a pediatrician. Very excited to have him part of our group, and he's very excited to be here. So we're looking forward to them getting landed here in July. And we're always going to be recruiting, looking for physicians. That's something that just never ends, but we're happy with who we've recruited so far and look to add some more sterling physicians to our group.
We also, you know, I think it's probably been a year ago about now that we were announcing that we had started some pain clinic hours with Jason Barnhard, CRNA. And Jason has been with us for a long time working in our anesthesia department, but he did a fellowship in pain management and started that with us through mainly in the surgical department. We've recently added some clinic hours within the last 6 months or so. What's happening there? Hearing we're expanding.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenally successful program under Jason's leadership there, which really speaks to the demand of that service here in our community. So we have added another day to that so that we can shorten the wait times for patients. It's been a few weeks out to be able to see Jason, but we've been able to shorten that with adding a second day. So there are pain management needs. Jason can certainly take care of that, but they will now be Tuesday and Thursday. He will be available to see patients. And I also want to give a shout out to his crew that he works with in the OR department. He couldn't do that either without their support and being able to spin out and take care of the pain clinic and have them back him up in the OR when necessary. So I think that also is another team effort there to make that a success. But we're happy to expand that, and we're happy that Jason is able to provide those services with his specialized training.
A lot of this comes back down to local care, right? Mm-hmm. As we've had this conversation, everything seems to be kind of coming back to one spot for me. So growing apprentices right here in our own facility and having local general surgery and local specialty services. And so our foundation comes to mind when I think of that, because they offer scholarships and education and all of those things that promote local care and those initiatives that are so important to us. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a little bit of collaboration that has been happening or is going to happen here with something that you have taken on for, I don't know how many years since you've been here, since you've lived in Huron. We've enjoyed wonderful light shows at your different residences, and I think that everyone kind of looks forward to that. People may have noticed they've been driving by the Cheddar and Holm Clinic and wondering what the heck is going on there.
And let me harken back to your earlier point about keeping care local. And again, that is everything that we are about here, is trying to find ways to make sure that our community has the services they need. And we believe in investing in people in our own community to make that happen. So if nothing else, I want our community to sort of do the first right of refusal, make sure that HRMC isn't capable or able to perform the services that you need here locally. But you're right, the foundation and I have been sort of scheming over the last month or two about Christmas lights. I got into that back up when I was in Alaska, sort of started into that when I was living there. Had a 6 foot tall elf on a shelf that I'd move around the yard and attach lights to, and people thought it was cute and funny, but brought that here and expanded it tremendously since we've been here. But yeah, my wife and I have decided that we would try to do that over at the Cheddar and Holm Clinic this year. Last year, we tried it out in our place out in the country, and that just didn't work very well.
The South Dakota wind
the
country's
South Dakota
not
wind
kind
to was hard. That was hard. And in fact, up until a few months ago, I was probably not going to do it, but there was some cajoling and some folks that every year seem to ask, and I thought, well, we'll give it a shot. And so we've had this building over across the street that is vacant. I've got to give again props to our facilities team who has stepped in and helped me on their own time to put some things up. But it's been a passion of mine for a few years. And if anybody knows me, I love music. I think music just stirs something in the soul and helps you reconnect. And when you hear something, it brings back memories. And I think that's important to just stay connected in that way. And music with lights is part of how I do that, I guess.
So a very cool experience. If anyone has not experienced your light show before, definitely something that I find moving as well. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So partnering with the foundation in the fact that anyone and everyone can certainly come by and just view the lights, because this is essentially, you probably don't look at it this way, but a gift to your community. You know, you've been out there long hours working, and those guys that are volunteering their time to do the same. But if it moves anyone to that giving spirit, we will certainly have opportunities for our foundation to benefit from that and the great things that our foundation does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we're trying to just bring a little bit of Christmas spirit and joy to people's lives, and if they feel so inclined to help support our healthcare in our community by donating to the foundation, great. We would love that. There will be a selfie station out there. Take a picture and hashtag us on the internet. We'd love to see lots of pictures of folks out there getting selfies and whatnot. If folks feel so inclined, we'd love to have them donate to our foundation to continue to improve and provide great services here at HRMC.
Absolutely. So now that we're all excited and we all want to go watch, what are the details here? When is it expected to go live, and about how long can we expect it to be up?
Yeah, so I've been testing it over the last week. So people have driven by and they've seen the lights up, but that's just a preview. But on Friday evening, right after the parade of lights here in town, we will launch with music to the lights and different things. And then I anticipate that to go through the evening of January 5th, assuming everything goes according to Hoyle, but you never know.
Assuming Mother Nature is kind,
yeah.
Right?
And there will be, on occasion, we're asking, you know, people here if they want to go volunteer and hand out cookies or something and say hi to people in the parking lot. We might do that too. But yeah, it's just a time for people to sit back, relax. We had it at our house a few years back. My wife and I did that, and we're able to just talk to people, and it was nice. Some people bring their dinner and just sit in the car and eat and watch and listen, and there's nothing wrong with that. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So usually it will start about 5:30 in the evening and go till 9:30 or so, depending on how long the neighbors can stand it, I guess.
You're probably a little bit easier here than in a neighborhood. Yeah. We would certainly ask people if they're coming through to park in the parking lot that is just to the south of the Cheddar Home Clinic building.
Yes.
Or park in a parking space.
Yes.
Try to keep the streets safe. What a wonderful event to provide to our community.
We're happy to provide that. And again, that's just something my wife and I have done over the last few years, and we want to continue to do that for our community.
Yep. Well, the rest of us certainly appreciate it. Eric, thanks for catching up with me again today. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Maddie. You as well.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.